Anita Graf is an award-winning cellist who recently performed at the University of Dayton in an Arts Live Vanguard concert. For Anita, music has been part of her life since childhood.
I come from a musical family. Both of my parents are professional musicians. They're both flutists. So I grew up surrounded by music. My mom is a chamber musician and my dad was in the Chicago Symphony for over 50 years. So I was always being dragged to a rehearsal here or there, or a concert hall somewhere in the world. So I was immersed in it from an early age. And because of that, most people figure that my parents, you know, made me choose an instrument. But it was actually the exact opposite situation. They had been warned by their pediatrician that musical talent is not something that you can inherit as a trait, so they shouldn't expect their children to be good at that as well. So when I first started asking for my own cello when I was 2 years old, they were a little trepidatious and more like, have you considered going outside and playing with other kids instead? So we negotiated and they said when I was 4 years old, if I really was interested in music, I could start with piano lessons. And if I was serious about that and enjoyed it, when I was a little older, like 4 and a half, they would talk about getting me a cello. So when after that birthday passed, I was like, okay, let's go get the cello. Where is it? So I started off with Suzuki training, which is a fantastic way of learning instruments, especially for string players. And one of the things they do for the very first lesson for a young child is to give them a sponge or cardboard box of sorts that's shaped like the instrument you're going to play so that you can get used to holding it. So that's what I was given at my first cello lesson. And I guess, despite being a pretty mild-mannered kid, I threw an absolute fit, ripped it in half. I was like, you said I could have a cello. This isn't a cello. So they ended up having to take me to the rental store the same exact day so I could get my first tiny cello. And I've never looked back.
Anita is currently based in the Chicago area, although she has a strong musical connection to southwestern Ohio.
I got my master's degree at the College Conservatory of Music at University of Cincinnati. So during my time there, I was playing in the Cincinnati Symphony, and I was also part of what the other students and I used to lovingly call the Freeway Philharmonic. Those of us that would go play in Louisville or Indianapolis, and for so many of us, the Dayton Philharmonic as well. So I used to come up here quite often to play as a substitute musician in the orchestra section. So that was my first time traveling here. And then I got to revisit the area just last year. I performed the Brahms Double Concerto for violin and cello with my brother with the Miami Valley Symphony Orchestra. So that was really special. And here I am again today. It's really fun to have roots and now many friends in this area as well.
Anita spends a lot of time away from home, traveling to musical engagements, and she spoke about the challenges and rewards of that lifestyle.
There are definitely sacrifices to sometimes living out of your suitcase, having to be away from your friends and family, sometimes for a week or two at a time. But at the same time, it turns out that I have kind of a nomadic spirit and I really enjoy all the little mini adventures I get to go on. It almost feels like all of my life is built around different episodes now. Sometimes I feel like I leave a version of myself everywhere that I go. But I've really enjoyed the opportunity to travel, not only because I get to play in amazing halls with amazing people, but I also get to make so many friends that I wouldn't have known otherwise, and get to visit so many amazing places that otherwise wouldn't really be on my radar or part of my routines. So I'm really grateful for the chance to expand my world that way and get to share music with such a wide swath of different people.
Anita's Arts Live Vanguard concert at the University of Dayton will be broadcast on Discover Classicals Live and Local this Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sunday at 8 p.m. Learn more about Anita on her website, AnitaGraf.com. That's Anita, GRAEF.com. I'm Adam Alonso. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.